Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in to Let It Burn, a podcast by Angela McGill. I wanted to get on here really quick and share something that I learned on yesterday by just reflecting over my 2018. One of the things I realized is that as I look throughout 2018, I often focus on how hard it was because I went through a year of pruning and purging, and God was getting things out that I didn't even know was in me, and just cleaning me up. And that was actually my prayer. Like, I wanted entire wholeness. I wanted to become one. I wanted to be a complete circle. And so I was thankful that God did that, but ultimately it caused a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of down days of just trying to figure out what was going on. But one of the things on yesterday, as I got up early to reflect, that God reminded me of, there were some super great things that came out of 2018 for me. And one of the things I want to talk about this morning briefly is the power of choosing you. Yes, I want to say that again. The power of choosing you. I know that is such a backwards way of thinking for most of us who are givers. Like myself, I'm a compassionate, loving giver. If I had a last thing that you needed, I would give it to you. That's how much I believe in giving. That's how much my love pours out for people. And I realize even this year that God made me that way. I'm a giver. I'm a lover. I love 1,000%. I just always give me. And I realized this year, that's just a part of my nature. That's just who God created me to be. But one of the greatest things I learned this year was the power of choosing me. I think it's super powerful when you learn, not in a selfish way, so I hope you hear my heart, but when you learn to choose you, when you learn to value you, when you learn to love you so much so that you don't allow anyone else to devalue you or put you in a box or tell you the way you're gonna be or try to control your life or try to make you into something they want to be. I think since I got saved at 16 and gave my life to God, a lot of my life from 16 to 36, so 20 years, has been trying to be what other people think I should be, trying to walk out the call that other people feel like is on my life. And a lot of times it's not so much people pleasing as I don't want to disappoint people. But this year, one of the powerful lessons I learned was really the power in choosing me. So there were many things that I walked away from this year without even second guessing it, because I chose me. I chose that I love me. I chose that I didn't want to please a person or a thing or anything of that sort. And so in doing that, I put value on my life and I walked away from it. There were many broken relationships this year that I walked away from willingly because I chose to value me. I wasn't going to let someone talk down to me. I wasn't going to let someone try to control my life or try to make me into what they want me to be. I walked away from a job this year after 2 weeks of being there because I wasn't going to let a boss verbally abused me, and it was just a bad environment. And so I chose to walk away and just trust God to bless me with another. This year I walked away, from a church beginning of the year, just knowing like, hey, it just wasn't going to work out. That would be best for me. And so there were just a lot of things that I look back and saw that I walked away. Not that the people were bad. They just weren't good for me. Not that I was bad for them. It just wasn't a good fit. And so what I looked at is there is value in when you learn to love you. There's value in when you become whole. There's value in when you choose you over others and stop always putting others before yourself. We do that. If you're a believer, we do that because it's like, oh, I just believe that was the way God was. And though God put others before himself, he never forgot his main purpose and his main commission for coming to the earth. Jesus got on that cross. And if he would have said, okay, Mary, my mother doesn't want me to get on the cross, so I'm not going to do it, none of us would have the opportunity to get saved. He had to fulfill his mission and commission because that's what God wanted. And I think often we have to be reminded that we have a purpose. We have a call. Even if that's just to be a husband or a wife, or even if that's like to be a father, even if that's to travel the world and preach or an entrepreneur, I don't know what your thing is, but somewhere in your life, you have to stop and say, I love me enough that I'm not going to let someone abuse me. I'm not going to let someone verbally talk to me crazy. I'm not going to let a job put their finger on me. And it's not rebellion. So I hope you hear my heart. I'm not saying for you to rebel against church and things like that. I'm saying you get to a point where it's like, you love you and you're tired of trying to please everyone, or you're tired of trying to prove something to one person so that they will love you, or you're tired of just bypassing people's issues and it's affecting you. We have to learn to love ourselves. And once we love ourselves, we will start choosing us more than we choose people and trying to jump through hoops and flip tricks to please people. Somewhere that gets tiring. You just want to be yourself, and you just want to love you and value you. And when you connect to others, you want them to do the same. If you're connected to someone or a group of people or a job or whatever, and you're not feeling valued, and you know you're not in an insecure place, it's just the way they talk to you, the way they act, you know, then I would venture to say, man, break away, walk away, choose you. I don't care if that's today. I don't care if that's in 2 weeks. Break away, choose you. I mean, no one can love you the way you can love yourself. We know, of course, God loves us with an infinite love that is beyond what we can imagine or think. But no one can love you the way you can love yourselves. I know that we're in a world where we're taught to jump in and out of relationships. We're taught to jump in and out of friendships. But what I want to say is somewhere you just got to be okay with you. And if God adds to your life, it should be an addition, not a subtraction, not a division. It shouldn't take away. It shouldn't lower your esteem. And you have to think about those things. And though we feel like we need people, we need the right people. Listen, I've seen too many people stay in relationships for 10, 15 years, and it's not worth it. They're getting beat up. They're getting talked about. They're getting all these things, and it's not worth it, man. Somewhere you got to walk away and just say, I choose me. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope it was a brief encouragement. Again, the power of choosing you. Don't forget to let it burn.